Stanza 2. Some are meet for a maiden's wrist, silver and blue as the mountain mist. Some are flushed like the buds that dream on the tranquil brow of a woodland stream. Some are aglow with the bloom that cleaves to the limpid glory of newborn leaves. The second stanza describes the bangles of various colors which are suitable for a maiden's wrist. For the unmarried girl, lost in dreams of a happy marriage, there are bangles of misty silver, blue, pink, and green colors. Some of the bangles are silvery and blue, like the mist one notices against the mountains. They are meant for the maidens who have countless longings for her married life. Some are pink, like the buds that bloom, bordering the calm and peaceful woodland stream. The young unmarried girl is implicitly described by the poet as a bud that dreams. The similes or comparisons used in the stanza are drawn from the world of nature. The bangles that these maidens prefer to wear are of shining green color, as fresh as the newborn tender leaves. They shine with a clear, transparent beauty, which is called as the limpid glory, to adorn the wrist of the maidens. The mystical, radiant, and innocent nature of a young maiden has been reflected through her choice of these colors, such as silver and blue, warm red or pink, and the glorious green. Stanza 3. Some are like fields of sunlit corn, meet for a bride on her bridal morn. Some like the flame of her marriage fire, or rich with the hue of her heart's desire, tinkling, luminous, tender and clear, like her bridal laughter and bridal tear. The third stanza discusses about the colors of the bangles that are preferred to be worn by the brides on their bridal morning and evening rituals. The stanza begins with a simile where the bangles worn by the brides on their bridal morn are so bright yellow that they have been compared to the sunlit cornfields. It could also be that the brides prefer to wear yellow bangles on their bridal morning so that the color matches with the usual Indian marriage rituals, like, for example, haldi. Some fiery red colored bangles, like the flame of her marriage fire, expressive of the passion in her heart, is what is preferred by her for the evening. From their bright colors, the bangles make a light ringing sound as she walks. They are shining and delicate and are as clear as her emotions of happiness and sadness. The tinkling, luminous and transparent nature of the bangles is quite similar to that of the bride's laughter and tear. On one hand, she is happy to be united and be a part of the family of her would-be husband, and also sad about the fact of severing ties with her parents and parental home.